program, you're about to hear all slack time fun outs with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, episode, genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Time for the show. Everybody on stage.
Oh, nuts.
Sounds like the doomsday whistle ain't been blown for nigh on to 3 years.
Welcome, seekers. Sorry about that unfortunate little nuclear incident, but they've installed a new switch on the board here at WREK Atlanta, and I just can't seem to keep from hitting it with my left hooter. Damn. I'm the girl with a past and no presence of mind. That far-sighted little dose of future shock, the Reverend Susie the Floozy. And I'm gazing into some murky crystal balls tonight. But relax, seekers. I'm not having another fit of apocalypse. I'm worried about something more horrifying than the Exist onslaught, more harrowing than the possibility of nuclear Armageddon. Yes, I'm talking about the ultimate and unthinkable horror. Nothing. Yes, nothing. What if the Earth actually survives and makes it into the future? What if there is no end to this hell life on planet Pain? Ah! Oh, the future. Ha! I spit on your future. I despise your future of insipid cyber techno jargon and time-sapping hell machines. Oh, I'm not hovering like a fly over the way over-traveled information superhighway, waiting for the windshield of life to smack my brain through my butt cheeks. Because tonight, I'm a futurist. But I'm not wallowing in optimism like some people are. Just listen to them. Oh, I wish they could do something about these sick swine, like intercepting the mind-destroying hope that they're smuggling in over the border.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Oh, yeah, I think their vision of the future is just a beat off, if you ask me, seekers.
Rolling like a rhythm, ringing like a rhyme. Rhythm along at the speed of time. Rocking me down to my beat, the beat of the future. Everybody pick it up, pick it up. If you can feel it moving through you. I tell you, if you listen now,
listen now.
Well, you hear.
These organic robots will fit in just swell in the future Mictropolis. Oh, but honey, for me, the future holds more dread than Bob Marley, and I can smell the banal agony of the next millennium from here. Oh, but I'm strong enough to face the horror. Are you? Because we're going to peer through the mildewed mist of time on our own terms tonight, seekers, so heads up!
Everybody's in the band. You can hear it happen like thunder. The beat
We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking fact about
the world of tomorrow?
The world of tomorrow.
The world of tomorrow.
You'll die when you hear this one.
Why does time fly in the future?
Because so many people are trying to kill it.
How would I describe the world of the future? Oh, it's safe. Complex, very complex, and... Well, it's imaginary. It's clean.
We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Rest of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
Rest of our lives.
One thing there's going to be lots more of in the future is the past.
Yeah.
So finally, no room for any future.
Just
office
by the time this thing.
Okay. It's a growing market.
You are about to know the thrill of seeing that which has never been seen before. You're about to enter a beautiful, exciting, wonderful new world. The world of 1960.
I dreamt last night the moon was so bright it melted the walls away. And it wasn't alarming when I saw a Prince Charming come into my bedroom and say,
let me persuade you to come to the place where tomorrow meets today.
Ooh, thank you. It sounds very exciting. May I come just as I am?
Hey, girls, don't go to Motoramas dressed in a pair of pink pajamas.
Maybe they don't, but I don't care. Haven't got a single thing to wear.
Quick, please, a gown.
Ooh, I'll be the talk of the town.
At the Vulcan Planetarium, an observatory station in West Germany, designers show futuristic space-oriented fashions suitable for the best-dressed ladies in the year 2000. These styles presumably will be in on the Moon, Mars, Venus, or even that quaint old-fashioned planet, Earth. From her jumbo earrings to her tiny feet, this charmer displays what might be the perfect casual outfit for catching the weekend rocket shuttle to visit friends in any of the outer space suburbs. Seems like a real fun crowd. Looks like there's a method in their modness.
You know what them new suits are making? I bet they're helping the suntan all sales. All that skin to cover.
Yes, sir. Man, the world's sure moving fast. Topless suits and pop-top cans.
We got two more cars to go, 8-Ball. Don't make a career out of it.
Wait for this dream to come true.
Hey, lady, your apron is showing.
Better get her into the kitchen quick.
Just like a man, you give him a break, and you end up in the kitchen baking a cake.
But this was a kitchen like none I've seen. Put a card in the slot, and onto the screen pops a picture of just how your dish will look, plus all the ingredients you need to cook. No need for the bride to feel tragic. The rest is push-button magic.
Ah.
Yeah?
Theroux here, T.J. Theroux.
Oh.
Nice tea.
What's up?
What's up? The stars, the moon, the sun, the planets.
Oh, great. Good night.
Good night. Hey, wait a minute. I know what an insidious force is behind the window wing of the Bulldogger.
Yeah?
Yeah, the media.
Why?
Because we are all being used.
Wait a minute.
French room.
I'm going to make myself some coffee.
Colombian white line. Kickassi.
Who is that?
Easy Booze Nervosa.
Oh, it's the coffee maker. I hate these motels. All the appliances talk to you.
Consumer manipulation by the media, Ruby.
Yeah.
Mexican mariachi.
French roast?
French roast. Starting to grind. Grinding.
Water.
What?
I'm popping to the faucet.
I believe the bulls are being sampled.
Cold.
Cold.
A survey?
No, more like a Nielsen.
Hmm.
Drip.
Toast.
Toast.
Light, drip. Tan, yellow, brown.
Toast.
Flat. Medium.
Toasting.
We toasting something?
Drip.
A bagel.
Here's to the bagel.
Drip.
Huh?
Well, can you imagine what insidious machines drip they must have to sample audience drip reaction to their product?
Could be.
Drip.
3 minute egg.
3 minute drip egg.
3 minute egg.
3 minutes and counting down.
With high tech drip of the Pazooie.
2.9 minutes.
The media drip must have such sophisticated technology to
minutes
measure the consumer's every desire.
3.7 minutes. Toasting.
To drip.
2.5 minutes.
No, I meant the faucet.
Toasting. 2.4 minutes.
Look, why don't we check it out with the techies at the digital circus?
Toast.
The digital circus?
Brow.
Hang on.
Dark. Drip.
Give me some ice cubes.
Drip. Ice cube inventory.
2.0 minutes.
Cubes.
Say when.
We shall make 1.9 more ice cubes.
Got any fresh fruit?
This is your fresh 1. Fruit.
1. Black.
We have.
Ice cube.
Armadillo pineapple.
Drip. Blacker. 1.
I said medium.
Minutes.
Didn't
drip
you hear me?
Black.
What's that, Ruby?
Smoke. Burn. I don't give a
shit.
Fire.
Why is that, Ruby?
Water
damage. I'll give you fire.
0 minutes.
Nipper tails.
Thank you more.
Eggs are ready.
Only the plants each having their own
-0 minutes
when taken in from the air.
Eggs are ready.
1,217 cubes.
0 minutes.
Thereby kaputs for the want.
Eggs are getting harder.
Adam and Eve.
0 minutes.
1,217
cubes.
Eggs about to explode.
Making more.
Eggs about to explode.
Shut up.
0 minutes.
0.5 minutes.
Overflowing. Stand back.
Overflowing.
Stand back.
Overflowing.
Egg red will explode.
The kitchen of tomorrow is calling me.
Oh, crap! It's on fire!
My cake is ready.
Time for the show. Everybody on stage. And now, a glamorous dancer in a special number, Dance of Tomorrow.
Everyone says the future is strange, but I have a feeling some things won't change.
Tomorrow, tomorrow is my fave show tune I sing.
Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
Sound the brass, roll the drum. To the world of tomorrow we come. See the sun through the gray. It's the dawn of a new day. Here we come, young and old. Come to watch all the wonders unfold.
Tomorrow.
Building the world.
Building
of tomorrow.
The world of tomorrow.
Where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Best of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
Best of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
It's the little touches that make a future solid enough to be destroyed.
Oops, sorry, Bill.
We explain why life is too short to wait for something good to happen, that if we leave our lives and futures to chance, the odds are overwhelmingly in favor of our joining that great majority which has historically marched to nowhere in their one and only chance at this game of life.
Don't step on anything, because even the tiniest change can alter the future in ways you can't imagine.
As long as I stand perfectly still and don't touch anything, I won't destroy the future.
Stupid bug! You go squish now!
Ew, I'm really small!
To help us get a glimpse into the future of this unfinished world of ours, there has been created for the New York World Fair a thought-provoking exhibit of the developments ahead of us. The greater and better world of tomorrow that we in America are building today. A vivid tribute to the American scheme of living, whereby individual effort, the freedom to think, and the will to do have given birth to a generation of men who always want new fields for greater accomplishment and will always find new things for all others to enjoy. Come, let's travel into the future. What will we see?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
I just don't know.
And now we have arrived in this wonder world of 1960. The World Fair exhibit, modeled with such artistry and skill that we must continually remind ourselves the world we are now seeing is a vision, an artistic conception which may undergo many changes as it develops into the great realities of tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my God!
On all express city thoroughfares, the rights of way have been so rooted as to displace outmoded business sections and undesirable slum areas whenever possible. Man continually strives to replace the old with the new. A quarter of a mile high skyscrapers tower with convenient rest and recreational facilities for all. On many of the buildings are landing decks for helicopters and autogyros. Rich in sunshine is the city of 1960. Fresh air, fine green parkways, recreational and civic centers. Modern and efficient city planning, breathtaking architecture, each city block a complete unit in itself. Here is an important intersection in the great metropolis of 1960. Elevated sidewalks give a new measure of safety and convenience to pedestrians. They actually double the available width for traffic in the street. And so, we see some suggestion of the things to come. A world which, far from being finished, is hardly yet begun. A world with a future in which all of us are tremendously interested. Because that is where we are going to spend the rest of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
Best of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
Best of our lives.
Oh, crap! It's on fire!
Yes, Seekers, like the guys say, the rest of our lives. Oh, but will we be able to enjoy our lives with the inevitable, dreary, bleak future hanging over our heads? The future that they left us with? Oh, when I think of what they took away from us. Oh, they try to retailer the past to hide the truth. Oh, but the older ones among you will remember how it once was. Oh, once we had a bright and shining dream made flesh, Seekers. Back in the 50s and 60s, we had that glorious, beautiful future. The one that you can still see on the covers of popular science magazines. Oh, my God, what golden days those were. Perpetual springtime weather, world peace, no disease, a heliport on every roof, those crazy fashions with the shoulder fins. Oh, I remember zipping around in jetpacks, zapping my little brother with beta carotene rays, waiting for Dad to teleport back from his office job on Luna 7, while Mom had the kitchen droid reconstitute dinner over the backyard patio neutron pit. Mmm, I can still smell the wafting molecules in the pristine, clean air. Oh, and my electronic dog, Sparky. Oh, hell. Everybody's dog was Sparky. But nobody cared because it was a good life, a happy life, with no war or starvation. Those words were unknown until 1963. Until that damn JFK assassination. Yes. Then it happened. Then the balance of slack shifted and everything soured. The evil Republicans, some of them disguised as Democrats, mobilized and let loose a wave of slack sapping power and legislated our idyllic utopia out of existence. Oh. And I can still remember the taste of my bitter tears the day a young pimple-faced Pat Robertson showed up on our street grinning, working his way up and down the block in a big black government truck. And how he stuffed all of our beautiful, shiny, futuristic mechanical helpmates in the hatch thing in the back of the truck. Oh, even the perpetual motion machines and the free energy units. And he pushed a button and compacted them. He just ground them into so many crushed diodes and tangled wires. He got off on it. And then he threw my Sparky in. He looked me in the eye and grinned like a death's head as he slammed his fist on the button and squished my little Sparky flatter than a microchip before my hysterical eyes. I'll never forget Sparky's last pitiful
future events such as these will affect you.
And that evil bastard's mocking grin. Oh, I was just a kid then and I couldn't kill him. Oh, but things are different now. They're real different now.
In the future, we pull no punches. The pain of the individual will not stand in our way. A lot of people say this country's going down the drain. But you know what I say? I say that until it turns around, that the real qualities of a country really show themselves, that's when the real pioneer qualities that made this world of the future great will erupt all over the place, all over the sky, the world, and everything will be fine. The economy. Okay.
The robots are coming. The robots are coming. In the past 30 years, this world has made a dramatic change. Man has thought of so many inventions until machines have just about taken over everything. Without fanfare, we have entered into a high-tech, computerized society. Gone are the days of manual labor. And it has been said that unless our younger generation becomes computer literate, in other words, knowing how to operate and work on computers, our younger generation will be lost because the robots are coming.
Electro, come here. And here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, walking up to greet you under his own power. I present to you Electro, the Westinghouse Photo Man. You see, all I need to do is to speak into this phone, and Electro does exactly what I tell him to do, sometimes. But I don't see why I'm telling Electro's story when he's perfectly able to tell his own. So let's listen and see what Electro has to say to us today. All right, Electro?
Oh, Dolly. Dolly. We now switch to the inner compartment of the interstellar magnesium mines, where Rodney, a soft-skinned General Electric all-weather, all-purpose robot, is thinking about his favorite country singer and wondering in his heart, is George home?
He drifts through the fog of the universe, hauling over to Earth. He was a yodeling robot in love with Dolly Parton. But he lady, oh lady, but he lady. In the ore ship streaking through the hissing mist, the robot sings to switch his grief. Tender Dolly, when you sing the soft, sad songs, I wish I could cry, oh, I wish I could cry. But everybody knows what a robot knows, that that iron as never can weave.
Yes, iron as never can weave.
There, miss. You see, the heterodynes are feeding back into the stimulus reaction activators, causing non-snaps of the motor control resistor units.
Oh, that's good.
No, lady, that's bad. But your regenerative circuits are tuned asynchronously, and that causes concatenation in the intermediate amplifier.
Well, that's bad, isn't it?
No, that's good. From now on, I don't think there'll be the slightest trouble with your robot. Your domestic problems are completely solved.
Well, thank you very much.
That's perfectly all right. And if there's anything else you want to know about your robot, don't hesitate to give us a ring. Good day.
But I see some dangers ahead. Instead of the robot acting like a man has started acting like robots.
Whatever our puny claims to knowledge and sophistication, Bob and his unfathomable mysteries serve only to remind us that science does not remove the terror of the gods. The world of tomorrow. The world of tomorrow. The world of tomorrow. The world of tomorrow.
Now, we don't know if tomorrow is scheduled, so we want to be sure that we have enough money to enjoy our lifestyle today.
Oh, the people who sit and worry. Oh, what a mistake I made 10 years ago. What a mistake. I should give them that dress back to Goldwater.
What are you talking about, man?
Or they worry about the future. Maybe there'll be a depression, a war. Maybe I won't get married. Maybe my son will get married before I do.
Just wanted to see if you're listening, that's all.
The future sucks. Who's responsible? I want some answers, damn it. Because I'm the kind of girl who thinks that instant gratification takes just too damn long. But I still despise a false slack of the moving sidewalk Philip K. Dick future. And I agree with Dick that any place full of machines is like unto a prison. And Earth is a major penal colony as it is now. Oh, the Pinks and their much vaunted technology. What, they're only forestalling the inevitable end? Screw their tomorrow. I prefer to deal hands-on with the real future that awaits this stinking planet. The one of eating cancerous rats raw in the radioactive bilge-filled trenches of a shattered tomorrow while the Krypton lasers slash the stinking skies overhead. Oh, yeah, where are you gonna charge up your laptop, Ben? Huh? Oh, I admit I once made the mistake of thinking machines could give me slack. I bought into the conspiracies line for a little while because I found the afterglow just doesn't last as long as the batteries. But hey, a little Dobbs will do you, Seekers. Yes, the only thing that can bring you that eternal orgasmatronic Krakatoa is the one true slackmaster, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Oh, Bob thinks the Luddites had the right idea. They just didn't go far enough. Bob says, throw away that techno truss. Toss that computer out the window and prove that you're not PC whipped. Turn your back on television and drop kick that radio out the window. You'll still be picking up the show and your feelings anyhow. True full-blood Yetis don't need no radio for this. Oh, you can do it, too. It's easy if you know how.
You can get the straight dope from two sources, Seekers, with an SASE to Bob at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118, or SoGenius.com.
And you'll get results like I do. Because thanks to Bob and his patented technique of time control, I'm having such a good time now that I'm 3 years ahead in my diary. And you too can revel in the virtueless unreality of Bob, my friends. Because with Bob, ignorance is more than mere bliss. It's absolute squack.
Thank you.
future is now! It's really gonna be a bad time world. So many people try and to change it. If I got a piece of one ready, can they live in the room? Well, I give them 60, but life will drive with freedom. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, life will drive the name.
June, I'm home. June.
Futurina.
Futurina, team comes tomorrow. Futurina, team comes tomorrow. Super Crooks from 2209 came back to Robin Ludar time. But the future people sent Futurina to solve the problems and thwart their crimes. Futurina, team from tomorrow. Futurina, team from tomorrow. She lives in a computer with the mind of a girl. Together they will try to save the whole wide world. Futurina, team from tomorrow. Futurina, team from tomorrow.
Hi! You say you're looking for excitement, adventure, business opportunities, and a real nice place to raise the kids? Well, explore no more. We're there already. Let's visit the world of the future!
Of the future. Yes, this bustling world of a thousand moods reflects the dreams of its ambitious inhabitants, dreams already realized of man's triumph over nature, where humans no longer suffer self-inflicted pains, where one is made to enjoy life. You know, the future's a magnetic place. Each year, 100 billion are born into it. Why, it seems all roads lead to tomorrow. Why, just looking at the future is enchanting. Browse along conveyor belts where awe-inspiring holograms are as much a part of the experience of every man as were the real trees, mountains, and sunsets of the dark past. It's thrilling to wander amidst these realistic 3D images, and you'll certainly feel at home, since the leaders here have chosen the architecture of the mediocritans of the middle class ages as the most relaxing and appeasing of all art forms. You mustn't miss the famous tours through level 14, which boasts nature holograms only.
Speaking here from campsite number 9, level 14. Near the generators, but the noise isn't too bad. There's a stream down below us, folks. It's kind of rustic. It's really good here on level 14. Rocks, dirt, grass. Even though the sky is red, we'll have the problem cleared up soon, but the water is blue. Not the simulated stuff, the real thing. And notice, real ants. Yes, 2,049 of them. On your way out of the park, you can pick up a bag of sand and firewood for your own unit. Make an altar a little bit of country at home. Costs only 10 minutes. Hope you enjoyed your stay and no throwing cigarette butts out the window.
And even in everyday life, the future is constantly alive and full of anticipation. Thanks to the pranks, jokes, and all-around fun that's supplied by those wacky brain police, the hard-working bozos, you'll never know what to expect next. Fun's in season all year round with those zany clowns around. Anything is likely to happen, and it usually does. And you won't even know if these laughs are from real bozos, realistic robots, holograms, or even hallucinations, which, brought on by Binsky's, add to the happy confusion.
Interrupting. Look, sure, the future's impressive, but don't come here just because it looks good. You can't believe everything you see, you know? Look, this is a place for industry. We're a center for businesses to bolster the economy for a whole bustling universe.
I'd like to mention that some of you young people might be especially interested in our novel and quaint gourmet's drug culture here in the future.
First off, you can try our atomic dirt. It's very organic. Some of our more rowdy and dissatisfied teens will inject only once, of course, pure cancer for that indescribable three-week death rush. We have a disease called communicable stupor, or the drug bug, a contagious hallucinogenic state which passes swiftly from one person to another and makes them happy, whether they want to be or not. Always a thriller when unexpected.
Speaking of enjoying things, who can leave out the very basis for our faith? Our famous, most holy and revered world without end reason for life. Binsky's nuclear beer!
It helps us mature faster. Our eldest citizens are 25.
I'm only 13. But I look forward to the enchanting moment of my death. When God will tell me the punchline. I am grateful, too, for the pleasant and courteous treatment we received from the honkies. Bozos, when they let us know it's time for us to go, we receive our choice of overdose pie or sexual intercourse.
Something or nothing like this stimulating and orgasmic chemical to help you feel alive and make you enjoy life.
Humans need not worry about getting lost on the way to their units. They end up at a different unit each night, but it still looks just like home. All are cleverly designed exactly alike. Each human shares his spacious total living unit with a different female each night, since they are circulated to provide variety in companionship. The unit contains two single beds, and a large variety of luxuries, including the Eye of Taxis, a crime prevention device, and, of course, a normal machine, constantly supplying everyone with the TV shows of your dreams. Everyone watches the normal machine. The wonders of tomorrow are never more astounding than in its technology. Take an elevator up to the surface, where you'll be greeted by the magnificent vista of endless plains of cement. It's better than the moon. Only a few humans live up here on the ground floor, and they're among the quaintest you'll find here.
Sure, we gave second thoughts to paving over the earth, but, well, like, cement's not very biodegradable. And we had enough of it down already, we figured we may as well go ahead and pave over the rest. It's a lot easier than tearing all this up. We could air condition, and it got rid of the bugs. I don't know, it's just a lot easier to keep things clean. I mean, we got air conditioning, toilet training for all our children. We've got all the rocks we could chew on.
That sounds like a good place to butt in. Sure, we robots like it here in the future, but it's not all fun and games. We have the serious responsibility of raising kids decently. Glad to say we've avoided the problem of troubled homes. No, babies aren't grown in tubes or any such horror. They're bred from special living mothers of female human flesh and fat who roll tantalizingly in their permanent dread stupor on quiet, private slabs. When you're 25, ready to die and willing to pay, you're brought in by powerful bozoid units and laid semi-conscious on these cuties, dripping and leaking until you fertilize them by osmosis. And when the muzak's over, just after the tender moment of the birth, the little darling babies are circumcised, hypnotized, and gently installed in the hypno-incubation classroom. Hypnotism provides the ideal opportunity for learning. The kids will stay this way until they're 12 years old, when they'll be awakened to life, or actually born, for the first time. For 12 years, they receive subliminal instruction from holograms, which develop the disciplines and morals which make for a mature and peaceful worker. Now we're going to watch a cartoon.
By ignoring them, you're selling out these children's futures.
Oh, come on, Edna. We both know these children have no future. Prove me wrong, kids. Prove me wrong.
Would you stop, please, and count out 25 children on the playground? Any 25 you wish. Just be sure to count your own among them. Having done that, you may then say to yourself, out of these 25 children, 2 will be in a hospital for the insane before his or her life is finished. 4 more will be profoundly neurotic. 4 more deeply neurotic. 4 more mildly neurotic. And approximately 8 to 10 will be fairly normal.
Oh, my God!
You see, your chances aren't too hot, are they?
Darling. Why, all this is merely a sample of the real world of tomorrow.
I want to tell you, I have never seen such a spectacle as this in all my life. Inside, we've got 3,500 enthusiastic young jitterbugs, young Americans living for the world of tomorrow. I think it would be futile and a waste of time for me to discuss anything beyond this point. So I say to you, Mr. Teagarden, please play your swell number, Man and His Dream.
Turbine-powered Firebird 2.
Why, it's me!
Don't leave yet. Look, we know we aren't fooling you. You people probably think this world looks real bad or something. Well, you're probably laughing at us, because it's so obvious and exaggerated. Well, of course it is. See, that's what's so arc-insane about it. We're laughing back at you. See, we're here in the future, and you're there in the past. And he who laughs last...
Firebird 2 to Control Tower. We are about to take off on the highway of tomorrow. Stand by.
The
Let's get the hell out of here already. Screw history.
See you soon.
God help us in the future.
Good night, Seekers.
Place to hide and reach on.